Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset from stamp or teacup collections to houses, boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available at Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, 772-3858.
Here.
Cindy.
Excused. Okay, well, you still there, Eric? Okay, it's time for the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
Say again, Mark?
Yeah, you're fine. We're doing the voluntary pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
No problem, Eric. We just heard some noise and wanted to make sure you were there.
Oh, yep, you're present.
Okay, now we just got done reciting the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance. Now it's time for approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting on November 2nd, 2015.
So moved.
Okay, moved by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Walhuter to approve the regular meeting minutes of November 2nd. So all those in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. We've approved the minutes of the November 2nd meeting. Now it's time for approval of today's meeting agenda or amendments, too. I'd entertain a motion to approve today's meeting agenda.
So moved. I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Strand, seconded by Member Lynn to approve today's meeting agenda. Or we have an amendment.
Can I add one item to
the agenda? You sure can.
I might. And that was to talk about the new Coast Guard boat, the 154 class that's coming in here, and what we might be doing.
So add that under assembly discussion.
Yes.
Remind me when we get there, please. Okay, any other amendments to today's meeting agenda? All those in favor of going with the agenda as modified, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay, we have one modification. Now it's time for public hearings. Today, we have a public hearing for Ordinance 2015-15, and that's an ordinance adjusting the fiscal year 2016 budget for known changes, and there's been some things added to this.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
You have skipped unfinished business. 2015-14 should be first. No?
I did.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Public hearing. My fault. My bad.
Item 5. 5A.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm trying to fast track it, but not that fast. Okay, there's been two changes. There's been an addition of a water line in the parking lot at the crane dock that was deteriorated due to corrosion, and there's also been a proposed change to the blue bag recycling program. But anyway, is there anybody here to participate in the public hearing? Seeing none, public hearing is closed. Bid awards. There is none today on the agenda. Any visitors' views related to today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to visitors' views unrelated to today's agenda. I don't see any hands going up, so we move to board, commission, and committee reports. There is none listed. No items under consent agenda. No reports from other officers, and that brings us to the mayor's report. We're still seeking letters of interest. The borough is seeking letters of interest from borough residents willing to serve on the following boards and commissions until the October 26th municipal election. The hospital board, we have two vacant seats. Planning commission, there's one vacant seat. And public safety board, there's one vacant seat, but we have received a letter of interest, and I will discuss that here shortly. Letters of interest for these positions may be addressed to the borough clerk and emailed to dthompson@petersburgak.gov or mailed to Box 329, Petersburg, Alaska. So need a few more people to express interest. We've received a letter of interest from Devron Bennett, to be on the Public Safety Board, and would, without any objection, I'd like to appoint Devron to that position. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Okay, Devron, if you're listening, or the clerk will get a hold of you, thanks for your willingness to serve. Okay, next, appointment to two voting members and two alternates to serve on the Petersburg's behalf as members of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency Board for calendar year 2016. We received four letters of interest, Cindy Lagadakis, Joe Nelson, John Jensen, and myself. So without any objection, I would like to appoint John Jensen and Joe Nelson to the voting seats, and myself and Member Lagadakis to the alternates positions on the CEPA board for 2016. Is everybody okay with that? Seeing no objections, we will consider it done. Okay, Transboundary Citizens Advisory Committee. When I traveled to Anchorage last week, I was supposed to attend a meeting in Juneau on Monday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, but I didn't make it out in time. They came up with some direction, it sounds like. One of them, I emailed it all. I forwarded all the information I got from the Lieutenant Governor to the clerk and, I believe, all the assembly members. Anybody from the public who is interested can get a hold of the clerk and she can probably give you that information. One thing that did come out of it was a statement of cooperation that the two countries agreed to look at, and the deadline for comment on that has been moved back to December 11th. It was supposed to be sooner, but some people asked for more time. That's where the transboundary issue stands as far as I know at this point. So Petersburg representation at the Alaska Conference of Mayors, I attended that, and the Alaska Municipal League. Bob Lynn attended the Alaska Municipal League, the clerk and deputy clerk. Attended the clerk's conference, and the finance director, Tao, attended the finance conference. So Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association board seat. They're asking for someone to put their name in from the municipal elected officials. I talked with Borough Mayor David Landis in Anchorage, and they have a person that's been on the board. Mike Painter is his name, and they, you know, think he's doing a good job. I was thinking maybe applying or putting my name in for the nominations, but he's already in the seat. If anybody else is interested on the assembly to put their name in, what David explained to me, and he's been on the CEPA board or Southeast SARA board for years, he said they'll find a place for you if they need somebody. So anyway, if anybody is willing to apply, please do so, because December 4th is the deadline. Okay, the last item on the mayor's report is the assembly meeting December schedule. There's been a little bit of discussion about maybe not having a second meeting on the 21st. I think we should schedule it and wait till for the 21st, and in case there's some action to take either on the items pertaining to the building here or to our comprehensive plan. There's some new information coming our way in the near future that might need to be addressed. So, and Steve will talk about that in the manager's report. That's all I have. Well, let me look one more time real close. Yep, that's it. So now it's the manager's report. Thanks, Steve.
There's not a written report in your packet, so I apologize. We were a bit shorthanded. But I did want to give an update on the comprehensive plan, the waterfront development plan, and the waterfront, the financial considerations. The comp plan is pretty much done. We spent the last 2 weeks going line by line to make final edits and some changes to it, and those are in the hands of the consultants, and we should have those changes made here shortly and back to us. The waterfront development plan, we were waiting for the condition assessments, which was the vital missing piece. Those have been received now, and GLOW and her staff are going through those right now to make sure they're complete. And what that basically is a, I'm not going to say detailed, but a fairly, you know, detailed look at each of our waterfront, like, you know, the South Harbor, the Crane Dock, Papke's, Kuprinoff State Dock, and saying here's the condition they're in. Here's an estimate on what they would cost to repair to 100% quality. and here's how long they think they'll last in the condition they're in as of now. So that was the big piece that was missing from the earlier drafts of the waterfront development plan. Those are now in Glow's hands, and she's going through those. We should have the last, I could say last draft, but pretty much the final draft on the rest of the waterfront development plan either today or tomorrow. And then we have to go through that and make edits and comments back. And then we've got a meeting with the consulting team on November 30th to talk through all of those and make sure we get everything that we want in those plans. All of that leads up to they will be in town on starting December 6th. And they're going to meet with the Planning and Zoning Commission, the Harbor Board, and then the Assembly. Not necessarily in that order, just because of schedules. And this will be on the 6th and the 7th, with the Assembly being the 7th. They will then basically present the plans. It'll be one of those situations where the Assembly will be, can ask questions. It's more of a formal presentation. It's not asking for you to approve it. The way our ordinance works is P&Z and the Harbor Board really kind of need to approve their portion of these plans and recommend to the Assembly to adopt them. And that will probably not come until January-ish to give both those boards a chance to go through the documents one final time. One thing that we're still talking about is the actual taking this plan, which is fairly high level, and turning it into work plans. So taking each of the components and coming up with the, this is how we're going to implement this. And when we're ready with that, that's what we brought back to the Assembly to say, hey, we want you to adopt this, and here's how we're going about, you know, making sure this stuff gets put in place and meets the will of the community. So a lot happening between now and the meetings on the 6th and 7th, and then followed by a whole bunch of activity on several of the boards before it comes back to the Assembly again to ask you to adopt all three of them. Excuse me, two of them. Financial considerations will be part of the waterfront development plan and would be part of the work plan that the Harbor Board comes forward with and says, here's what we want the Assembly to bless. So it's been, and it'll stay that way for a while. It's a lot of, we get the plans at the last minute. We have to go through, you know, a couple hundred pages overnight and then get comments back the next day and then get those changes made. So we're almost at the end of that process, and much, really, really good shape at this point. So, anyway, that was it on the update.
So is that your...
Yes, that was okay. It. I wanted to make sure everybody had that.
Are we going to have a chance to read it before we have to vote on it? I mean, that's a big document.
It's out there right now, and I've been encouraging all Assembly members or anybody interested to go through it. I can get hard copies for anybody who wants them. And back to it, when the consultants are here on the 7th, they're not going to be asking you to adopt it. That's an executive summary to hit the high points, basically. The way our ordinance works, P&Z and the Harbor Board actually have to make the recommendation to the Assembly to adopt it. And so I can't speak for them how long it's going to take them to go through those documents one final time to where they're comfortable to actually adopt, say, yes, we recommend that the Assembly adopt them. So that's that time frame issue. In the meantime, the Assembly and the public, anybody can have full access to them.
Second question, what's going to be the end product that comes out for the land selection in there?
Well, part of the comp plan is talks about land use and where they feel we are lacking in certain areas. And the deliverables there are really kind of ingrained into the comp plan, which says you need more this type of property. I think one of the things that's popped up is, you know, a concern about the lack of kind of like C2, commercial 2, and industrial property. And, you know, does the borough want to focus on some of that as part of their land selection? There was some discussion about residential, but it's more focused on saying, you know, the borough would be better off doing infill rather than trying to develop subdivisions farther out that don't have infrastructure already associated with it, meaning lots and areas of town that are close to where we already have existing utilities would be very easy, rather than developing whole new areas that would involve large infrastructure So, and then it talks a little bit about on land selection, about being very careful about not choosing property that has very little chance of being used for anything else. Meaning, a piece of property that's already being used for major recreation, probably don't want to choose that because it's going to stay recreation. And let's not waste our land selection on property that's not going to change. There is, on the whole land selection question, there is some, you know, and the legislature has not been, this has not been the right time to talk to them about it, but DNR has not been really forthcoming with lists of property that we can choose from. They gave us a list, and then Liz on her own with her staff went back and found lots more state property that's out there in our borough that for whatever reason DNR has not included in our abilities to select. We do not have an answer and have not yet been able to get an answer from DNR on why they're doing that. So that actually, I believe the Land Selection Committee wants that answered before they actually do a formal selection, is why are so much of this property that the state owns not being eligible for Petersburg to choose. So Liz is working with that group to try to figure out you know, what's the long-term answer there.
Thank you.
Any other questions on
yes.
the comp plan? Yes, ma'am.
On the waterfront development and the financial considerations thereof, are they including what the maintenance and upkeep is going to be on places like Papke's Landing and Kuprinoff?
The financial considerations themselves does a full-blown rate study, evaluation maybe is the best way to say it. They did not include Papke's and Kuprinoff in that, primarily because at that time we had asked them to just focus on the mm-hmm. existing borough issues. I believe their recommendation was some fairly hefty increases that the Harbor Board's going to have to take a look at and say, do they want to go that route or not? The condition assessments, which were associated with Papke's and Kuprinoff, basically outline, here's the costs,
mm-hmm.
here's what it's going to take to get these up to speed. They do not go into where that money's going to come from.
And they don't go into what the maintenance of them
are. No, ma'am, does not.
Any other questions of Steve? This isn't the right time on the agenda, but go ahead, since it's a... Come to the mic.
I'm sorry. I just hadn't heard in a long time what the addition to the drive-down dock that we have most money for. Is this part of that plan, or is this something that's a different issue?
Different issue, but I can speak to it if the mayor...
We'll talk about it down the road. It'll be brought up when we get a firm number, I believe, right?
Correct. So. Yeah, that has not been brought forward yet to the Assembly.
It's in the works. One thing about the state land selection, a couple different times in our meetings at AML, it was brought up by the governor, and I can't remember who the other gentleman was, but giving state land to municipalities, you know, in lieu of the funding that they're not going to be able to give us for capital projects, and they seemed receptive to it, so maybe
it may help.
Looks into a little, you know, we'll have to look into it a little bit deeper to try to get the land we can, you know, that's available for selection when we get to come to that point. We get our final numbers. So, any other questions of Steve?
Thank you for bringing that up. I did forget the update on the borough boundary. That was the other thing I wanted. Did hear from Jim Brennan, who's our attorney. They are circulating an opinion right now among the justices on Petersburg Juneau boundary. Generally, that means a month, give or take, before they actually issue their opinion. So, at this point, December, January, we should have an answer on the issue. And I asked, well, can he see the opinion? And the answer was no, not until they release it. So we're still kind of in a wait and see, but it is at that final stage right now where the justices themselves are reviewing their own decision. And so, it could come out as early as tomorrow, or it could be another month or so.
Okay, well, thanks for the update. Yep. Next item on the agenda is unfinished business. Ordinance for third and final reading today. It's ordinance 2015-14. An ordinance amending the official zoning map for service area 1 of the Petersburg Borough to rezone a portion of Greenbelt of the Airport Addition subdivision from open space to commercial 1. I'd entertain a motion to adopt ordinance 2015-14 in its third and final reading.
So move.
Second.
And moved by Member Walhorter, seconded by Member Lynn to adopt 2015-14 in its third reading. Any discussion? Can you hear us all right, Eric?
I sure can. Okay. I'm for it.
Okay, well, we've got your vote then. Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Eric has said yes already.
Yeah.
Kurt?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
I got you loud and clear.
Okay, we took your vote as an affirmative, a yes on the ordinance. Still sounds awful windy over there.
Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, ordinance 2015-14 passes 5-0, so it is a done deal. Ordinance for second reading, ordinance 2015-15. This is an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the fiscal year 2016 budget for known changes. There are, let's see, 6 items now. There was 4. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance in its second reading.
So move.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Strand, seconded by Member Walther to adopt ordinance 2015-15 in its second reading. And since some of these items were just added and haven't had a first reading, anybody want to talk about those, or should I just give an overview to the people listening? Is there any question, discussion on this ordinance has changed?
I have, Mr. Mayor, I have 2 questions. Down onto the fire sprinkler loan guarantee program, looking at the details on it, was there a particular reason why we did not choose to have to have it bonded if they take the loan out so that we have some security?
Can you Chief, you want me to answer that one?
Please.
Or try to? This is a program that was brought forth by Fire Chief Weldy and the fire volunteers to try to offer up a program where downtown buildings could get their buildings sprinkled. He approached PEDC, and PEDC agreed to go through this, but we didn't. I'm now speaking as a PEDC board member, so. Did not really want to be the one loaning the money. So we did talk to, I believe it was First Bank, who agreed to, if the borough, using PEDC money, became a loan guarantor, and the person would just go through the normal First Bank loan application process, then they could actually buy the interest rate down, making it cheaper for downtown business to do that. The feeling that PEDC had was to require anything else of the borrower would offset that advantage of buying the interest rate down, and that the normal First Bank loan process was stringent enough that there wasn't any need to go down that route. Doesn't mean it couldn't be done, but again, the plan was First Bank loans the money out to whoever. They go through their normal loan process. They handle the loan. If somebody was to not make their loan payment, First Bank would go through their normal collection process, and at the end of that, if they couldn't collect the money, they would come back to PEDC and say, pay up what hasn't been paid. So that was where that board was coming from.
Okay.
So not they want to add extra costs to the people in town.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Any other discussion on the items on this change to the budget? So I have one, I wouldn't call it a concern, but just looking at the blue bag collection, and I've asked Chris this question since Carl's not here. This is going to cover from September to the middle of January, this additional 20.
Yes, that's 6, correct. 000.
And yes. That's without the bag, so it's a total of $31,000. Did the borough Is there any internal discussion at all about just collecting it ourselves, or is that instead of this other expenditure, or is this, was that not brought up?
Well, the whole scenario of bringing it in-house is built around having three trucks available to do the collection. And so if you have three trucks and one breaks down, you still have two trucks to collect recyclables and garbage, which is not ideal, but it will work. If we try to do that with two trucks and we have one breakdown, then it becomes a scenario that's not workable without, you know, adding a shift or employees or something like that. So
I guess my thought of it would have been maybe to just run around in a pickup and grab the blue bags for a couple of months, and then you'd only have the expense of the blue bags. So anyway, that was just one of my thoughts on the added budget amount. Any other discussion? Okay, will the clerk call the roll?
Kurt?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Eric,
what's your vote? I hear the wind. Are you there, Eric?
Hey, Eric. Hello, Eric.
Oh, dear.
Eric, you got me?
Did you call all the other assembly members that are present?
Yep.
And we all voted yes?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll just consider it passed since we can't get hold of them.
Thank you.
Okay, ordinance 2015-15 passes in its second reading. New business. Letter of support for Alaska Department of Fish and Game grant funding request for local knowledge study of salmon fisheries in Southeast Alaska. And this isn't going to cost us any money, the way I understand it. It's just a letter of support so they can get funding to do this. And it will actually come to town, I believe, and talk to some of the, you know, people that have been around a while about the fisheries and how they've taken place, and log that information. So I'd entertain a motion to send a letter of support.
So move.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Strand, seconded by Member Walhuter, to send this letter of support for the grant funding request. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, that's, thanks, Eric. Five to, oh, we'll send a letter of support. Debbie, will you draft
vote
some?
Was a no vote.
He said aye. Was that an affirmative, Eric?
That was an affirmative.
Okay.
But you said it after you asked for no votes, so.
Oh, that doesn't look right. Okay, thank you. It's 5-0. Send the letter. Communications. Anybody have any communications? Okay. Assembly discussion items. We've got one thing that Member Lynn wanted to add, the discussion on the 154-foot class Coast Guard vessels that could be coming our way in the future.
Okay. Mark and I were at the Alaska Municipal League conference last week. There was quite a discussion on, it had to do with Arctic warming, but it came down to the fact that a lot of the communities along the coast of Alaska are looking to have Coast Guard vessels portioned to their, at least to their communities. But also, what I also came away with from the discussions with some of the other elected people along those coastal communities is everybody right now, including us, are scrambling to find ways to generate revenues for their communities. And talking with some of those people, at least from the Anchorage crowd north, they would like to have more Coast Guard presence, and there is actually beginning to vie for some of the new 154 class vessels into that area. North and from Kotzebue and those areas, they would like to see additional icebreaker vessels up there, Coast Guard, and they wanted to see a great, much greater presence, including docks and so forth. And before I proceed with that, Mark, would you add anything else to the part I'm
just that, to reiterate what you said, there is a lot of interest being expressed by communities closer to the the new passageway, but there's also talk about, you know, one thing is moving the NOAA ships out of Seattle where they're stationed in the wintertime close, you know, into Alaska, and I think Juno is pretty aggressively seeking that. So I think we need to be a little bit more proactive in getting our name in and making sure we show our interest and express the potential we have to house them, you know, even if we have to do some modifying at the of the waterfront here and there. And so
and that's exactly important. Yeah, and that's exactly where I was coming from, is that when talking with some of the elected people from those communities up there, they're going to take formal positions about what they would be willing to offer to the Coast Guard to be able to berth those, some of those, the boats, the 154 class and some other ones, in their communities up there. And when I walked away from that and got to thinking about it, I'm the same place Mark is that I think it's time that we're going to need to take some kind of a formal position of what we're willing to do here. And with that in mind, my thought was is that I think it would be very appropriate to have the Harbor Board and crew take a look at some options that might come back to us to see what we would be willing to do. And then at a later date, I don't have a date in mind, but at a later date, is once we can agree to it, is we take a formal position that we can send to the Coast Guard, what have you, on it. At least that's where my thinking on it.
I know we have expressed interest to the Coast Guard before many different times and haven't really got a firm answer, but I think we need to keep beating that drum because it's quite a few people that live in town that, you know, come along with the cutter. Another thing that was brought to our attention up there was, what was the senator's name that gave the speech?
I can't think of it.
From Anchorage, the gal. Anyway, she was saying that she wants to see AML form a Arctic committee.
Yes.
To start looking into, you know, the development of the area. And for all the other, most of the other countries that are considered Arctic countries already have icebreakers and harbors, and they're already moving ahead with stuff. The United States is a little bit behind the bandwagon on that one. So anyway, I agree with Mr. Lynn.
Speak a little bit to it. I mean, the Assembly in prior iterations has continued to make that a priority with our federal lobbyists, and it's been brought up. You know, Mark and Cindy, when you guys were out there, you know, you covered that with both Senator Young, or Senator Murkowski, Senator Sullivan, and Representative Young. The challenge is, at no point have we ever said what the borough is willing to do, and I think the Harbor Board is right. It would be the ideal place to figure out, you know, what's available as far as space goes. I do know that this is, you know, a much bigger issue. There was a lot of discussion about the Nome Harbor being expanded for various reasons, primarily due to oil drilling, and that was totally taken off the project list when Shell pulled out. So, federally with their issues with wanting to cut money, there's not a lot of money available to do those kind of expansions. So, you know, anything that we did was probably going to be either state-funded or locally funded to try to make those changes. So.
And that's why I really think it's important, because listening to those officials off of some of the coastal communities there, they are fairly seriously going to have formal, you know, be willing to provide some financial or some parts of it, but they're going to take a position listening and talking with some of those folks. So that's why I think we need to get a little more active, at least to down to more specifics than what we've had. And I know, I think Kurt has some ideas too.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, the senator that I was referring to is Senator Lisa McGuire, and there's a Representative Heron. They're the two chair people of the Arctic Committee for the state, one from the House and one from the Senate. So they each gave good presentations. And maybe we should ask the Harbor Board if they would be willing to look into that and give us some advice, since they're an advisory committee.
He's your representative.
There he is, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, one other thing I think we need to look into, too, is the use of these vessels, too, you know, because when you're starting to talk about ice, you know, class vessels, you're not going to be using the 154 up there and stuff. So I think everybody's going in the right direction. I think we're looking at you know, maybe getting more presence of the Coast Guard in here, seeing how we're going to start using the Northwest Passage eventually, you know, for shipping. But it'd be a really good idea to maybe figure out, first of all, what these vessels are that they're going to talk about replacing in Southeast. I also heard a rumor that this 110 will be the last one to go simply because it's in the best shape, you know, by somebody that was kind of in the know, that was just kind of, you know, we were just bantering around, you know, this conversation. But I think we need to look into this for sure, because we definitely don't want to lose them, so.
Would you bring that up at the next Harbor Board meeting?
There's one on Wednesday, on the 23rd.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. We'll do that.
Okay, any other assembly discussion items? If none, that brings us to recognitions. Any recognitions of any staff or people around town that have been doing good deeds?
How about thanks to Power and Light for all their Christmas decorations they've been putting up the last couple of days? I know it's not their favorite job in the world, but thank you.
Yeah, to brighten things up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it's dark.
And I'm assuming Matt's still doing the Christmas tree. So we'll thank him in advance.
Yeah, thanks to Matt Briner. I've seen him around with armloads of decorations. Today he was doing the tree. So, Eric, did you have something to add?
Mr. Eric?
Yes.
I'd like to formally recognize Carl and his crew for taking care of that water main burst on 7th Street.
Okay. All right. It's noted. Thank you. Carl's not in attendance, but I'm sure Chris will convey the message. Okay, last item on the agenda is I'll entertain a motion to adjourn if there's no more recognitions.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
You were probably ready. Before.
Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset from stamp or teacup collections to houses, boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available at Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, 772-3858.